The solar player is an audio device. It's charged with a solar panel on the backside. When we receive it from a company called Renew, it has the audio Bible on it already. And the audio Bible is on what's called the hard drive for this device. And then when we get it, we take it and put an SD card in a slot on here. And it has a study on how to become a Christian. I'll go ahead and click to the next slide because it's got the Bible. And in phase three, it's the Bible in Spanish. And it's got five of the World Bible School lessons, the audio version of those on it. It has 40 of the Sunset International Bible Institute lessons that have been translated into Spanish, a study on how to become a Christian in Spanish. And it's got some ministry lessons on conflict resolution and counseling and those kinds of things that are taught at Sunset. And then in many places, they don't have access to songbooks. And so it has, the English version has close to about 120 songs. And so people learn the songs by hearing those rather than looking at the music like we often do. But many of us learn, in my case, I learn by hearing and repeating the songs. So it's a very beneficial thing for places that are remote places in the world. As I said, this is phase three of the project. Phase two, well, let me back up a minute. I can play for you. This is the Spanish
version.
That's what's on the SD card.
Toma su nombre.
This is the
Como sabemos, la lectura en el capítulo primero. Génesis, capítulo primero.
That's the first chapter of Genesis.
Palabra de Dios. En el principio creó Dios los cielos y la tierra.
And you can tell it's loud enough that even in this auditorium, it's fairly easy to hear. I don't know if the ones at the back can hear, but in a small rural location, this can be a very effective way of sharing the gospel, sharing the Bible with people. Phase three has already begun. We had a fundraiser in December in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston, and raised a significant amount of money for the ministry there. You may have seen in the latest Christian Chronicle, in the first page, this ad for the Solar Player Project. And we're having another fundraiser in June. The presentation I'm making tonight, you are the guinea pigs. So if I'm still going about 9 o'clock, you tell me, you can work on this a little bit and trim it down, Ron. And in the back, we have some flyers. This is kind of a history of the project. And then there's a couple of flyers dealing with phase three of the Spanish distribution. And that's on the table, the communion table at the back. So you're welcome to pick up whatever you might need. So far this year and the latter part of 2016, we have distributed about 700 or 800 players to Mexico, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, and a few to Spanish-speaking areas in the United States. Most of these are going to the Central and South America. The ones that went to Colombia, or Venezuela rather, because of our strained relationship with Venezuela, they went to Colombia, and some brethren from Venezuela met Tim Burra in Colombia, and they transported them and distributed them in Venezuela. This picture is from the distribution in Cuba. The man that you see in the foreground is Roberto Pino. He's one of the elders of the October 19th congregation in Havana, Cuba, and teaches in the school of preaching there. And so Paul, I suspect strongly that Paul will have met this man and spent some time with him while he's in Cuba. I'm going to back up in the history a little bit. Phase one and phase two were predominantly, phase one was exclusively English. And most of the distribution of 2,000 units went to locations in Africa, Ghana, Liberia, Uganda, Sudan, those countries. And then phase two was also English, and then we translated some of the lessons into Amharic, which is the first language of most Ethiopians. I don't know if you know it, but we have many, many brethren in Ethiopia. There's been churches there established as early as 1968. If you discount the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, since 68, a lot of work has been done in Ethiopia, and we have many members of the Lord's body there. And so the translation was done in Amharic. I think the next slide is a thank you video that was produced based on mostly the African and also the Ethiopian distribution. And you're going to have to listen carefully. They're speaking English, but with very strong African accents. So I think that's the next slide. So go ahead and play that video.
Nigeria, the church grows every day. It is a wonderful instrument in Nigeria, through schools, through churches, through seminars, and the rest of them.
He's one among the preachers who took solar play. He told me that he baptized about 113 people. He told me that, David, if you got more, please bring some. This solar play hurt me a lot.
We got sun. So the solar would be the best thing that we can have in Ethiopia. In the countryside, there is no electricity. They don't have any power. But you can imagine, but God has given us the power, the light.
Preachers, since the size of the solar player is so small, they can tuck it in their pocket, go anywhere, and put it either in marketplace, either a restaurant that they're going on, or in their farm, or nearby neighborhood to go out for coffee. Because here in Ethiopia, we don't drink coffee just locking doors. When you drink coffee, you invite your neighbors everywhere. So they can make that solar player put in a place and turn it on. And as they share coffee, they can also share the word of God. Remember, these preachers will go out, walk miles to preach the gospel, but when you put something special like the solar player in their hand, that will make them walk not 10 miles, what they used to do every single day. That's just a piece of cake, but 20, 30 miles. Now, we might think it's a small thing that we have given them, but just like I said earlier, this is so big that they will go out and do the Lord's work in better and greater way. In 10 years, this work is going to grow beyond what we might now think or imagine. And we know that it's going to happen that way because, number one, like I said, we depend on God. And number two, these preachers, we have boosted their spirit. We told them that this is a tool that they can use to go ahead and preach the gospel, and they're going to use it. They're not going to put it in their box and just let it sit there. Because remember, a preacher, when he has this solar player, there are so many people in the countryside, they don't even have radio, and most, they don't even own any kind of electronics in their homes. This preacher, though, has the solar player. And there is only one thing and one thing only in this solar player, the Word of God. He's going to have more people coming to him, asking him question, what do you have in your hand? And that is going to encourage, motivate, and enhance the work that preacher is going to do.
And knowing that giving them this tool in their hand, and knowing them going out and preaching in the many various regions, districts and localities, I felt my second dream have come true today. So it made me cry. You cannot do anything without financial aid. Brothers and sisters in Christ who lives in the United States, who have heard about this project and who have really participated in giving what they have to see the gospel spread in Ethiopia. I just want to say again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Amen.
An interesting side note to that video is that the last people that you saw there that were being baptized, when we distribute these, and I haven't done this, but what we do is we contact church leaders in the area and we say, we're going to be in your area, gather the leaders and the preachers together, and we will present this to you, because what we're finding is that without some instruction, some hands-on personal contact, it's not easy to get people to understand how to use them and what to do with them. And so that's what happens. And typically, we pass these out to ministers. We pass them out to people that we know are members of the Lord's body. But in this case, in Ethiopia, a man was invited by a preacher who was Islamic. And he got one of these players. He took it home and listened to it and said, "I want to be a Christian." And he shared it with his family, and they decided they wanted to be Christians. And those were the people that were baptized in this video. So even though our intent was to pass it out to members of the Lord's body, God had something else in mind. And we're finding out that there's some other things that are happening that we did not anticipate. One of them is that these players can go where we can't go. When Chris Swinford was in Liberia, the Ebola plague broke out. And in that place, they had a quarantine. Now, the man that you see on the right-hand side is tossing water over the quarantine barrier. But our brethren were also tossing solar players over that barrier. And so it was crossing barriers that we could not, would not cross. And people were converted in the quarantine area because there's not a lot that they can do. They can't work. They're struggling with death and disease. And so many people were converted as a result of that. In Germany, recently, Doug Reeves just came back from Germany. And you know, a lot of the refugees from Syria are crossing through Turkey, Greece, and going up into especially Germany, because there's jobs there. There's no jobs in Greece and Albania and those places, so they make their way to Germany. And on the right-hand side, you see something that they call the container village in Bremen, Germany. And the government requires, the government of Germany requires that these refugees come to this center and learn German so that they can be incorporated into that society. But, you know, the Syrians and the Lebanese and the Iraqis and the Iranians, they don't get along very well with each other. And so the tensions are pretty high in these refugee centers. And so the government does not want anybody else going in, such as Christians and missionaries trying to convert them in that village and causing more problems than they already have. So they are very restrictive about who can go into these refugee camps. The church in Bremen has started an outreach to the Islamic people and the refugees by providing meals and other resources, German second language, GSL. We have ESL here, they have GSL. And a lot of Arabic and Islamic people are being reached and influenced by that. On the left-hand side, you see Doug Reeves, who is at Sunset. He was there and distributed some of our earlier versions of the Arabic players. It has the Arabic New Testament on it. We haven't found an acceptable version of the full Bible in Arabic. And he wasn't sure that there wouldn't be some kind of protest, some kind of reaction to the distribution of those and whether or not they would even take them. He distributed everything he had and could have done more. Some of our early Arabic units went to Egypt as a test case to see if they could get through customs. Had no problem getting them through customs, but they don't have the life of Christ and they don't have the book of Acts, which is what's all that's on our Arabic units at the moment. We're in the process of translating the Arabic. Recently, Paul Dow came to me and he asked me, there's a lady in Mexico City who is friends of Lalo Sanchez. She grew up in a wealthy family, inherited a large house and a lot of money, and she uses that those resources to help people in various locations. And she is helping a village that you, to get to it, it's near Acapulco. To get to this village, you have to drive for a while on a paved road, drive for a while on a gravel road, take a four-wheeler, and then either walk or get on a donkey to get to this village. And she asked Lalo, can I take some solar players to this location? She's not a member of the Lord's Church, but she's excited about the work that's being done. She's heard about these solar players. And it, as it turns out, this area is controlled by the drug cartel. If an American tried to go there, we would become instant hostages and be held for ransom. But this lady lets the cartel know that she's coming. And they let her in because she does benevolent work in this village. And so she's going to be taking solar players into an area that we can't go to. So, and this is not something that we really thought about early on. We're able to go across quarantine barriers. We're able to go into refugee camps. We're able to go into even now drug controlled areas. I've added a slide since making this presentation, frequently asked questions. One of the frequently asked questions is, what's the life expectancy of these units? Well, we think they'll last about 10 years if they're taken care of. The second question is, how durable are these things? Because they're going into some really rough areas. Well, one of the persons that has distributed these lost a handle on it, and it ended up in a mud puddle, and he drug it out, and it was still working. They're very durable units. Another question that's been asked frequently is, how long does a charge last? When it's fully charged, it'll play for about 4 hours. It can be charged through a wall outlet, but we don't provide those because we don't know what kind of outlets you're going to run into and possibly could burn it up if you use the wrong outlet. So, but they charge even in the shade. In fact, if they put them in direct sunlight in some parts of the world, they can actually burn them up. So they charge in the shade, and that's one of the cautions that we make when we're distributing these. The fourth question that's frequently asked is, what about the cost? We have, over the years, the last couple of years, have averaged out that from the time that we receive the unit till we put it in someone's hands, cost about $500 per unit. Now, the cost of the machine is a fairly small part of that, about $85 to $90. The rest of the cost has to do with royalties that have to be paid for the music, royalties that have to be paid for the version of the Bible that's on the unit, ongoing translation. We're currently involved in trying to translate into French, Arabic. We have, in the distant future, plans to translate it into a Cambodian language and possibly Telugu, which is an Indian language. And we're still working with the Ethiopian men that you saw to complete the translation into Amharic, and we're trying to keep up with the open doors that have been made available to us in the Arabic-speaking world. And we have a lot of work to do to catch up on that. It's very exciting what's happening with this refugee thing in Europe. We can glorify the technology, we can glorify the inventions of man, but the real power is in the Word. For the Word of God is alive and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. It's the power is in the Word, not in the machine. Only to the extent that we're able to present the Word and present it accurately, does this make any difference? We feel like we're doing exactly that. We're putting feet on the Word. And the Bible says, as it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This thing doesn't have feet, but the people that receive it do. And they use it. They're using it in Africa, and they're making a difference. It's like Ezra in Nehemiah. Let me read from Nehemiah. You know, when Ezra came to Jerusalem, it says in chapter 8, verse 4, Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium which he had made for the purpose, and beside him stood 13 men. I'm not going to read all their names, but he stood at a wood podium and he read the Word of God. And afterward, there were additional men besides Ezra and those 13 men. In verse 7, it lists a number of other men. And it says, the Levites explained the law to the people while the people remained in their place. They read from the book, from the law of God, translating or explaining to give the sense so that they understood the reading. That's what the additional material that we have on the SD card does. It explains, helps people understand the Word of God better. It's kind of like with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts chapter 8, Philip goes up to the chariot and he says, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch says, how can I accept someone to explain? And then in verse 35, it says, Philip opened his mouth and beginning from the scripture, he preached Jesus to him. Now, Philip was a prophet, but I don't think he was speaking to this man from inspiration. He was speaking to him based on his understanding of Jesus Christ and Isaiah. And it says, as they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? If you look at Isaiah chapter 53, you're not going to see any water there. How did they get to the water? Philip explained it. That's what the SD card is doing in these players. They got the Word of God, but they also have some men, some of whom have gone on to be with the Lord, Richard Rogers, Abe Lincoln, Gerald Payton, and some who are still teaching, Ed Wharton, Charles Spear, Ron Bontrager, explaining to those people what the book of James means, how do you apply that to your life? The book of Psalms, Proverbs. That we include in the package a table of contents. There's 46 courses in here, which includes the World Bible School, How to Become a Christian, and all of the audio version of all of the classes at Sunset. that at least on the English version, as well as New Life Behavior Ministries. We've coupled up with New Life Behavior Ministries to include 10 lessons from that. So there's a lot of material. There's about 3,000 hours of Bible study material. This is like handing to a preacher a Bible library. And any preacher I know of that's worth his salt has a good library. But the men in Africa and Ecuador, they don't have the libraries that we have access to. So, the power is in the Word, but sometimes we need to explain. We need to help people understand the Word. Thank you for the opportunity to share this ministry, and I pray God's blessing on this family, the Southgate family. As Philip explained to the eunuch, here's water. If you want to be baptized, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only person who could legitimately claim to be God in the flesh? If you believe that, you're willing to repent of your sins and be baptized, you can become a follower of Jesus like the people that we saw in that video. And if you have any other need, please come while we sing.